Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. gonna turn it down. Mac Wiles was cracking a 606 out in San Diego, California, 906 in New York City. What's going on, everybody? It's Hump Day Wednesday. Tonight's topic, keeping the romance alive in a relationship. Hey, we're going to get down to the pleasure principles. We're way beyond 101. It's pleasure principles 401 tonight. It's a midweek conversation inside Hump Day. Sure to be an interesting ride. I feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of freaks tonight. But
wait a minute.
From Itty Bitty Plant City, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I am here, and I will wear my freak badge proudly tonight. I might not display it all the time, but I'm going to wear it proudly tonight.
Leading that freak fight, of course. Hey, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up, Mr. Freak. Let's do the same thing.
Hey, take it easy now. I'm not a freak. I'm just a Scorpio. I can't help myself.
Oh,
okay.
Lord. There's find anything. Anything is a reason.
It's a reason for my behavior, okay? It's nature. We're ruled by our midsection. You can check any source that talks about Scorpios. We're ruled by it. Can't help it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Blame it on astrology. We'll go with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself. Brace yourself. Tonight, inside Hump Day Wednesday, hey, we want to hear from you. Join the conversation, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, Pleasure Principles 401 tonight. How do you keep the romance in your relationship? Whether you're committed, we're gonna stick to committed couples tonight. But even if you're not, how are you keeping a romance alive in your relationship? Moreover, does adult enhancement pleasures, we're going to say, help or hinder relationships? We're talking about pleasure principles tonight, keeping a romance alive in your relationship. Does adult enhancements help or hinder your relationship? We want to hear from you. Real talk. Real times, real people, we are the T.M. Hyman Radio Network. I like that. Hot chocolate.
You would ask me first.
I would ask you first, too.
Miss
Whatever. Yes, that is me tonight. Yes. What is the question?
How does one keep the flame flaming in the romance area? Does adult enhancements help or hinder the relationship from your perspective?
Okay, I'm going to take that in two parts. First part, how to keep hot chocolate's flame hot and burning is with spontaneity. I don't expect, a full-fledged production every night, but it is very nice and a breath of fresh air to me to do and try different things within reason. Now, that's my disclaimer, within reason. We both have to agree. There is going to be discussion prior to, the actual situation or act or whatever it is taking place, so that both he and I have a full understanding of what is going to happen and what is not going to happen. As far as adult enhancement aids, I would say yes, only in my case to a certain degree, because there are some that I am not really a fan of, but others that I am definitely all for and would promote, openly and willingly. So that's Hot Chocolate's 2 cents on that question.
Very, very interesting. We're talking about Pleasure Principles 401. Is it just an assumption for me to think that females just are automatically drawn to toys, if you will? Because I don't just automatically think of a toy when I think of Pleasure Principles, or a toy doesn't.
I don't
come to my mind when I think of romance.
Yeah, me neither. There are a lot of adult enhancement aids, whether visual or physical. Visual doesn't really always fall under the category of video, DVD, cyber, you know, however you're getting it these days. Visual, right, to me would also include, you know, dress up, you know, little nurse outfit, little maid outfit, you know, police officer, handcuffs, that type of stuff. So no, I don't. As he bursts out in hysterical laughter. I don't think it is necessarily held to those boundaries. It can be a lot of things, you know. Erotica in the way of novels and books. I think it kind of, I don't want to say how much of a freak I am, but there's a lot more to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, say you're in a committed relationship, say, I mean, you know, it's not easy to keep the romance alive. How is that happening? And how do you feel about adult enhancements of the sort? Do they help or hinder relationships?
I mean, me personally, I've been under the impression that women like that kind of stuff. You know, some have different inhibitions or different fantasies they like to play out, but they want to stay true to their man, so they'll allow, let's call it what it is, the toys to come into play. You know, I've known certain women to say that they want every opening filled. And, you know, they don't want to get three different men, so they'll have, you know, different, substitutes for that matter in order to make that somewhat a reality to the best that they can do. But I've come to find out as I've gotten older that most women do gravitate towards the toys more or less, not just for their own personal pleasure, but, you know, to bring in a little spice into what's going on in the bedroom. Because, like you said, then, you know, after you're with a person for a certain amount of time, you kind of, you know what gets them going, you know what doesn't, you know what works, you know what won't. And if you just stick to the status quo and trying to, you know, do the same thing over and over again, you can't get redundant. And it's no fault to the guy at first, you know, because, you know, we do what we know works, and that's it. So, you know, a lot of times we may not be under the impression that things may be getting stale and that there needs to be a little extra spark in there or whatever. And, you know, I guess that's where the place where comes in. I've found out a lot of chicks like those little bullets, the little joints that they could buzz off with real quick. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we are we're supposed to be. Stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, listen to me.
Yes, and we're back. That was Chester Gregory, If You Only, right here on TM Hyman Radio Network. It is 9:19 here in the Tampa Bay area, and I am joined by my crazy counterpart, the General TM Hyman himself. And Save James! And if you would like to submit your original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist, producer Nofio from Drew Hill, live here on TM Hyman Radio, email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once received. We are the TM Hyman Radio Network. Now, my question to you, Mr. Natural Voice, vibration.
Hey, man. Keeping it funky with you.
Is, no. Let me ask my question first.
Yeah,
my question to you is, how do you, and I'm going to ask TM as well, how do you, as the males on the panel, feel about male adult enhancement aids? Because there are several out there. And on the break, behind the scenes, we were discussing, you know, the pleasure that you get in the vocal vibration in certain areas
since I already started the response, let me go ahead and finish what I was saying behind the scenes. I would say vibration in that area is very much welcomed, but I prefer a natural vibration. I prefer the actual voice humming or whatever the case may be. Me personally, I wouldn't particularly care for any manufactured vibration. Now, not to say I've ever tried and I didn't like it. I've never tried anything like that, but I would be reluctant to because I would prefer, at this point in the game, I would prefer to have it naturally done. That's just me.
Well, how do you know if you prefer now, it if you've never tried it? That's a little hard to
understand. Don't knock it till, I understand the concept, don't knock it till you try it, but it's just, I don't know, it's just maybe a mental hang-up that I have about, you know, toys with men or whatever that may not allow the process to be complete. You understand what I'm saying? It may just be more of a mental thing. I, you know, I had a girl one time use something on herself that was called like a virgin, where it tightened the cookie up. So, you know, it would feel like the first time she was getting, you know, getting this kind of sensation. And it actually worked pretty well. Pretty good. Yes, I would say so.
So for her you? I mean,
for the both of us. Trust me. It was enjoyable on both ends. And like I said, stuff like that, you know, I'm not opposed to. But like when it comes to like different kinds of rings that you put on different body parts and all kinds of, count me out. I'm good on that.
The rings buzz too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like if I want something buzzing on my piece, I'm gonna ask Ma to hold me down. It's just that simple.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, that's fair. Now, general, as the head of our Transformer, how do you feel about this?
One, I'm in a different place, like, compared to where I used to be. So, you know, I'm a lot more calm in my approach, you know, a lot less quick to take a risk with anything. But, one, I'm not to that point really where I need a whole lot of, you know, extras right now. I don't need what I heard. You know, somebody say the other day, I don't need any Vianna. I don't need no Vianna yet. And I think Vianna, you know, Vianna must be the generic version of Viagra. I don't need that yet. You know, and you know, so I mean, I know how to keep that little interesting without all the, you know, all the finesse, which I think is cool, but. I just think that women automatically think about that kind of stuff over men. Not saying that we don't think about it, and I'm not saying that I haven't, you know, had experiences, but to me, not all that pleasurable. And because I could think of pleasurable things to do without bringing all that extra, you know, bells and whistles in. So for me, I'm just not, you know, I'm not there yet. Not saying that I won't, you know, be there at some point, but I'm just not there yet.
Can I make a point, though, also? Can I kind of make a point, though, also? I think a lot of these different avenues that need to be traveled in order to satisfy a woman is for that reason, because it's very easy to satisfy a man. Y'all are a Rubik's Cube of sexual nature. In order to be able to find, to get the woman to that point, every woman is wired different. Some can get it straight off the motion. Some need, you know, a little oral stimulation. Some need a combination of both. You see what I'm saying? So it's like trying to find the formula to crack that code. You know, it takes a lot. It doesn't take a lot for a man to figure out, but a man got to be in tune with a woman and a body in order for that, I guess, in order for that marriage to take place.
You just said one key thing. You said formula, and I absolutely think it's a formula. And even though every woman's different, every situation is different. Every relationship is different. I think at the end of the day, there's this thing, you know, called chemistry. And see, you know, you can get chemistry popping off with the right formula every time. And see, I think I figured out the formula years ago. You know, mm-hmm. So I think, you know, if you understand the formula for making it pop off like Steve Harvey said, you know what I'm saying? You don't ever have to spend all that money. You know, I know people who spend hundreds and hundreds, maybe at this point, thousands of dollars in finesse, we'll say, or adult enhancements. Hey, when we come back, we got our health and wellness live out of, I believe it's Virginia Beach tonight, maybe Portsmouth, maybe Chesapeake, somewhere at Hampton Roads. Dee Dee Willingham, she got that health and wellness, which if you was here last week, no, actually, if you were here on Monday, she brought, you know, one of the freakiest health and wellness segments I ever heard. She back here tonight with all that freakiness, which is right on time.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing freaky about it. Natural, baby.
Let's
natural.
Play a game. Get naked, take it all for me. Get naked, take it all for me. Let me see. I'm talking about your white.
World, it's your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hymen Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hymen Radio.
Like a child. I'm not
917-889-3926 is the number to call to get out of TM Hyman Radio Live. 936 somewhere out here. I'm landed in the DMV area. We're here with the crew. TM Hyman himself.
What up?
The very hot, mature chocolate over there.
That hot.
Your boy, Chave James. And if you guys are interested in advertising your business on a platform such as this, with the repertoire that we have and the listeners that we have listening to us, which should be a good look, get at us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail, and we'll get back to you to let you know what's good with it. Somebody get back with you real time, real talk, real people, you know?
Repertoire.
Anyway,
let's dive back. I like that hot one.
What?
I said the repertoire. I like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been on my SAT words this week for some reason. I don't know why. You know, I was just feeling real extemporaneous with that. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to just go to take conflict to an apex sometimes. You know. Anyway,
no doubt.
We'll talk about the loquacious flow of words at another time.
Loquacious.
I'm all over the place with it. Let's dive back into this topic of the making sure the excitement stays cracking within the relationship. You know, some may have to rely on other sources of entertainment, whether it's visually, as was mentioned before. You want to talk aesthetically, visually, or actually on the fiber or in a video DVD format. You know, there's a lot of ways to get the visual feed. To feed that part of the brain that gets you excited. Others may rely on, you know, different talk, you know, dirty talk or, you know, role playing and stuff like that. But tonight we're talking about the actual enhancement through devices and gadgets and buzzing.
Devices and gadgets.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they're all enhancements, though. Whether it's, you know, the way you're verbalizing your pleasure, or you know, the aesthetically pleasing things, I think they can all be categorized under, you know, adult enhancements.
Absolutely. So I think it's left up to the interpretation of those. You know, like some may see it one way, some may see it another. But at the end of the day, it's all adult entertainment. You know, it keeps us focused. It keeps us interested, and it keeps the juices flowing. You know, literally and figuratively. You know what I mean?
And
so there's no way of really, you know, getting around it. We all need a little bit of extra push and oomph in our relationship, especially committed relationships that are long term. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, but you know,
nothing at all.
Because we already have five reasons the last show on why sex is healthy for us. So a little advancement in the health kit can't hurt, I take it. You know?
Now let me ask you gentlemen this. Do you look at, well, say if I can't ask you this because you're in a committed relationship, so let me ask you this, TM.
Whatever, y'all got time, right?
I mean, no, that it's not like that type of a question. It's like, do you perceive females who indulge or enjoy adult video entertainment, a.k.a. porn, in a different light?
No.
Not really.
No.
What's not really? Does it depend on how much she watches, or?
I mean, pretty much. You know, I mean, if she's someone who, you know, who actually, you know, needs to watch porn, like, you know, like a chain smoker does cigarettes, you know.
No, that's
I'm,
a problem
I'm
with
thinking,
anyone, male or female.
You know,
yeah, there's an issue.
Yeah,
there's an issue.
You know, I mean, you know, if she needs a dose of porn, you know. You know, very frequently, I'm thinking that might be a problem.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I don't really think that's an issue. you know, unless it's something that leads to some type of erratic, you know, egregious behavior.
Okay.
Agreed. Agreed. I don't look at anybody. Yeah, I don't look at anybody, you know, sideways who likes watching a little smut. I mean, you know, a little smut's good for everybody.
Smut.
So
yeah. You know? Smut sounds, you know, so like, you know, despicable.
Yeah, I'm not gonna turn my nose up at you because you like to get warmed up. You know, warm yourself up, warm it up.
That's less work for you to do, right?
Hey, you already halfway there, so my job is done. I can get you over the hill. You're already halfway up the hill. I can get him pushing. I ain't got a problem with it. I like pushing.
You can just push the boulder right over and it'll roll.
Yo, what was
you
that?
You know what I'm saying?
What was that noise?
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything.
No idea. Okay, so I have another question. This really has my mind clicking right now. I'm not really sure why. I may have had these questions pinned up and just, you know, didn't really know
maybe
how to ask them or haven't what to ask them to. You heard my mind clicking. That's what that
clicking.
Was.
The clicking of your mind. Yeah.
Yes.
That was.
Okay. Do you view your potential mate, TM, who may pleasure herself in a different light?
No, because I only say that because at the end of the day, even though, you know, recently, a few months ago, my pastor actually ministered a message, and I hate to bring him into this very adult, you know, very interesting dialogue. I hate to bring him into it, but he preached a message not too long ago on, he used examples of pleasuring yourself as something that was selfish. And he preached the message on being selfish, and he talked about pleasuring yourself. And so I've never looked at that in the same way. But prior to that message, I actually did it and would do it and wouldn't want to be judged myself for doing it. You know, so I wouldn't want to judge myself. I wouldn't want to judge someone for doing something I wouldn't want to be judged myself. And my thing is this, if you don't want to rock with me, I'll rock by myself.
Now, what was your pastor's view on pleasuring yourself being selfish? Is it because if you know you're with your significant other, marriage, you know, wife, husband,
I don't want to misquote my pastor because the message and the analogies were powerful. But for what I believe, if I don't misquote him here, I think he was referencing the whole experience of sex and how it was something that was created for happiness and created for pleasure. But it was created for a union. It was created for matrimony. It was created to reproduce the bond that comes through the bond in a relationship of man and woman. And so ultimately, he talked about, you know, when we come, when masturbation being something that you do as an individual, you know, by yourself, he referenced it to, you know, even when you come into, it was an interesting analogy, even when you come into the house sometimes and people are always looking to be fed, you know, it's like, what can you get out of the deal? What can you get out of the deal? People are always looking to see what they can get out of the deal for themselves. They're not really, you know, it's not a two-way street. It's really like a one-way street. And so it was crazy because ultimately he said that people that focus on that is selfish. They're always looking to receive and receive. and I don't want to misquote him, but I'm sure I've messed it up. But I digress.
That's very interesting, though. It's interesting, one, that he even...
On it.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. It's
I don't agree
even that he,
with the interpretation, but go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say it's interesting that he even was brave enough to preach that as a topic.
We were blown. We were blown and brought it into that. He even brought that into a message. But it was out of the box, but it was timely, because you don't think about being when you're talking about doing something, when you're pleasuring yourself. We just think of it just that, pleasuring yourself, well, pleasuring yourself, but it's something really that is really, if you really get into it, it's really selfish. Selfish.
Yeah.
Thinking about self. And so you could get into, again, I don't want to go down that road. We'll talk about it at a different time, because I really want to go back and check the notes and bring back some points that were specific that I don't think I actually even did justice to even bringing this up. But anyway.
That'll work.
To answer the initial question, will we look at a female different for doing that? I say no. I'd say, can I watch? that's all I want to know. Can I be around just to, you know?
But I think for us that's really, you know, that's probably a pleasure principle all by itself, historically. Because again, I mean, we're visual, but I think that helps the chemistry. That helps to get the chemistry percolating, you know. So I mean, you don't really need again a lot of, you know, investments and bringing investments into you know, that private place, because really, you know, humanistically, you should be able to drum up that chemistry and that energy naturally, you know.
True.
if you really are vibing like you're supposed to be. Now, see, if you're not vibing and you're trying to get the engine jumping, you know, even when there's no chemistry, you might need to, you know, bring a lot of investments into your secret place. I don't know.
I mean, and that's true. Now, I'm only speaking for myself. I cannot speak for any other ladies. And if I tried to, they would probably deny it. But ladies are visual, too. And I can't say that I don't enjoy a good show every now and then of, you know, my significant other having fun with him.
What?
Some females will not admit to that, but I don't have a problem with it. Hey, rock out.
So if you walk in on him, you gonna sit down next to him and get started with him.
I cannot say that I would not.
All right.
You're so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's amusing to find that out. That's wonderful.
You're looking at the mature one in a very different light now, aren't you?
Not necessarily. I just said it's just amusing to find that out. I mean, I know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you get down, but just on conversations, I kind of, you know, got an idea. My premonition serves me correct so far.
Lady Eloise, the name Lady Eloise just might fit.
You'd probably be saying, my, is darling. You double clicking over there.
Hey, we're talking about keeping the romance alive in a relationship. Right? Keeping the romance alive in a relationship. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you inside this whacked out conversation. Hump Day Wednesday. Your mom already alive.
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Ooh, I don't want, I don't need, I can't stand no minute man. I don't want no minute man. Ooh, here's your chance, be a man, take my hand, understand. I don't want no minute man.
cause I don't want no. Tonight I'ma give it to you, throw it to you. I want you to come prepared. Oh yeah. Boy, it's been a long time, a crazy long time, and I don't want no minute man. And that's real. Give it to me some more. Break me off, show me what you got, cause I don't want no.
It's time to set your clock back about as long as you can. I stop daylight, it's ludicrous, the maintenance man. Get your oil changed, I check fluids and transmissions. You 1 minute fools, you wonder why y'all missing. On the back of milk cartons and it's no reward, no regard. Close but it's no cigar. A hard head make a soft, but a hard make the sex last. I dump in pools and make a big splash. Water overflowing, so get your head right. It's all in your mind, punk, so keep your head tight. Enough with tips and advice and things. I'm big dog, having women seeing stripes and things. They go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and they so wet that their body started leaking. Just cause I'm an all-nighter, shoot all fire. Ludicrous balance and rotate all tires.
$50,000, I get the show on one take. Look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds of affection. I'm trying to give you cash, fare, and direction. Get your independent out of here. Question? I'm not your man, not Ralph Tres man, not Ronnie Roman. No, ma. I'm trying to hit you, then quit you in the middle of the round like I'm Roberto Duran. No, ma. 6 a.m. another chick in the house.
Put your hands up.
6:15 another chick kicked
out. Put your
hands up. Spent 1 minute trying to got out. The other 14 trying to put it in her mouth. Too chubby, too much to make you love me. Now be a nice wifey and run home to your hubby. Cause we both knowing what we doing is wrong. Don't forget to put your ring back on.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, 956 in Jersey City, New Jersey. What's going on? You're inside Hump Day Wednesday. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, and keeping the romance alive in the relationship. And I know for a fact this chick certainly don't want no 1 minute man, because she trying to do it and do it and do it well. Hey, all the way live from somewhere, VA, give it up with our health and wellness segment. D.D. Willingham. What's going on, man?
What's happening, family? What's happening? What's going on, everybody? Good evening, good evening.
Pop, pop, pop.
What up, D?
What's going on? And of course, I don't want it 1 minute, man. And considering what I told you guys last week, about sex being good for exercise, and the average sex session lasts about 1 minute. Yeah, we don't want a 1 minute man or a 7 minute man. We need y'all to come hard, long and strong, long and strong.
Hey,
whatever. You sound like that lady in Coming to America. Man, go hour and a half. You got to put overtime to get me off.
Listen, 1 minute gets this.
Oh.
Right.
Well, tonight, as promised, I will bring you the last 5 really healthy reasons to have sex tonight. So we will, again, discuss last week, 5 reasons to have sex, and tonight I'll close it out with the last 5 of the top 10 reasons to have sex tonight. And I think this flows well with the conversation in which we're talking about here. So I'll go ahead and get started. Number 6, it prevents cancer, and this is specifically for you gentlemen. There's ironclad evidence that regular sex with someone they love or just by themselves lowers the risk of certain cancers. According to a 2003 Australian study, 20-something guys who ejaculated 5 or more times a week cut their risk of getting prostate cancer later in life by a third. So keep that in mind. I know that's really big. Say again. Yeah, prostate cancer is, you know, is becoming very prevalent among men. So, you know, if you get off, you know, try to get that off more than, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, you know, you cut your chances by a third. That's a good thing. Sex also improves immunity. Of course, you can never replace the flu vaccine and, you know, things of that nature. However, research does suggest that some sexual activity may help boost immune function. They tested did a small study on about 112 students at the University of Pennsylvania who had sex once to twice a week, and it increased their infection-fighting immunoglobulin A. That's what it's called, immunoglobulin A, and it's found in your saliva by 30% than students who had sex or made love less than twice a week. So you can, you know, fight germs, fight bugs. If you got the sniffles, tell your boo to snuggle up beside you and give you some tonight and help fight that off. It also helps you to sleep. I'm sure we all know this. I'm sure
Amen.
You are the one you're sleeping with ever rolled over. Yes, you like, God Almighty, yes. The reason being is because a potent combination of strenuous exertion and the feel-good brain chemicals like oxytocin and endorphins are released during the orgasm. And because those two hormones are released, those chemicals are released in the brain, they help put you to sleep a lot faster. So don't get mad they roll over and get the snoring on you. Just know you did your job, okay?
So, right. Take it as a compliment, lady. Take it as a compliment.
And sex, again, also makes you happier. Now, touching and hugging gets oxytocin flowing to your brain, and orgasm makes oxytocin surge. Now, oxytocin is known as the bonding hormone, and it makes moms fall in love with their children because they produce this hormone a lot more when they have babies. So it makes us feel more connected to the person that we're making love to because we're producing this particular hormone when we're having sex. So women, when we're sexual and affectionate with our partners, we feel better, which lessens our stress, and then we want to just keep having it. So you keep, you know, you keep exciting this hormone in us, and we'll just keep giving to you and giving it to you. You know, it's a formula. Yeah.
Oh, no, what I was alluding to, though, is that's how women get kind of hooked to a man that give it to them right. Not just because we give it to them right, but because it's the chemicals. And, okay.
So now you know. Now you're a little bit smart. Okay. There you go. You learn something. You learn something new every day. And last but not least, the number 10 healthy reason to have sex tonight is it improves fertility, but not in the way you might think. Having frequent sex regulates women's menstrual cycles, which makes conception easier. Having an orgasm, especially after your partner finishes,
may even boost the odds of getting pregnant if any ladies out there listening are trying to get pregnant. During the orgasm, the uterus dips down into the vagina and vacuums up your partner's sperm. So orgasm may actually assist with fertilization by helping the sperm get into the uterus and the egg a lot quicker. But in my case, ain't nobody got time for that. And that is your health and wellness for Hump Day Wednesday. Hello.
I love this program.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I got mine.
This is a very intelligent program.
Hey, you are
health
definitely going to learn something.
All the way live from Chesapeake, VA with Dee Dee Willingham. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
That dude saved James. When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Mommy, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct, girl. What's in them jeans that got my mind hectic? I can see that you're feeling my fashion. Is it cause I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See,
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all don't bougie, I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this.
Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and plunder, call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Village and plunder, call me up, mama. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted.
Yeah.
So mommy, come hit this.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved.
Real talk, real people, real time. Sorry.
That's right.
We are TM Hyman Radio, and we are back. It is 10:10 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, and I am here with the team, the General TM Hyman himself, our health and wellness expert, Dee Dee, the hot boy, Save James, and I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. And tonight we are discussing whether or not adult enhancements hinder or help in a relationship, as well as how to keep that spice going and keep the flame burning. If you got a question or you want to weigh in on it, 917-889-3926. And also, if you'd like to submit your original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist, producer Nokio from Drew Hill, live here on TM Hyman Radio, email us your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and we'll shoot you back an email confirming once we've received it. We are the TM Hyman Radio Network. Now,
hey, Willingham,
my question.
Willingham, we got to rope her in to get her view before we go further. Those pleasure principles, those gadgets, electronics, and all that, is that necessary? Is that a hindrance or a help to the relationship?
Help. I've been listening just a little bit since I've been tuned in. And, yeah, it's been a help. I think I can say is help. I don't even want to put my, I can't even put myself out there like that. I'm just saying. It takes
what's that buzzer noise in the background? What's that buzzer noise in the background?
You hear him in the background?
Call funny?
I thought I heard some buzzing while you was talking. I didn't know.
No, but it takes a weird person to love me. Let me just say that. But I think it's a help. So I understand that, you know, it may not be for everybody. Needless to say, yes, I think it's a help.
Right on.
I'm with you, Dee Dee. It's a help. Now, my question to the fellas and to Dee Dee, too, since, you know, Halloween is coming and, you know, visual enhancements are included in that in the way of, you know, costumes and playing dress up and role playing every now and then, what would you all say is your favorite visual enhancement in the way of a costume for your significant other?
I really don't need a costume.
I've never had one.
You never had
her bust out the maid or the nurse, the little short nurse dress, and you know, no.
One young lady did a kind of like the boomerang thing, where he came over with this trench coat and nothing on underneath.
Trench coat.
Yeah,
the trench coat is the trench coat with the birthday suit is pretty popular among the ladies that I know too.
I've had that done before. Nothing really else. No other real costumes. Like, you know, it's unnecessary for me, but you know, hey man. I got one switch. I can show you how to turn it on real easy. I don't do all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
0 to 1,000.
Hey, man. Get it how you like it, man.
Dee Dee, do you like the fireman or
I'm
the policeman?
I'm going to say, you know what? I didn't think I liked. I don't so much young guy costumes, you dress up or whatever. However, I'm going to put myself on front street just for a second. My dude, he took. Okay, you know those Snuggies? You know, the Snuggies that you use while you're sitting on the couch and
he
took my Snuggie and tied the arms around his neck, and he loved to call himself Batman. That's his own little personal thing. Whatever. However, he put that Snuggie on and came flying on the bed.
That's how it turned me on.
And it was funny, and it turned me on. I was like, I love it. It was like one of the best times we ever had. And the whole experience or whatever the case may be, but he better not show up in the Batman costume. That's all I'm saying. The Snuggie thing, that was kind of cute. But he better not show up in the Batman outfit for real. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because
I don't know. Why can't be the real King Crusader?
He's
going
to start talking like this. I'm not going to be able to do it. Who's
Now, as far as myself, I don't think I've ever had anyone that's been open-minded enough to try and pull a costume off. They've always been like, you know, I ain't doing that. We ain't got no time for that. Like, you know, honestly, I really don't think the costume itself would turn me on. I think the effort that he put into actually wearing the costume would turn me on more.
Mm. Mm. I've noticed that about women. It's a lot about effort with women. I've noticed that.
Absolutely.
That's a big thing with y'all. Effort is key.
Absolutely. Yeah. Clutch.
Good.
So, TM, you just want birthday suit, just, you know, no extras.
No, I didn't say I didn't want any extras. I'll take them. just don't ask me to put on a costume.
You wouldn't put the Snuggie on? Yeah, come on. You got to think outside of the box, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying. I mean, I would probably do some things if it came down to some ultimatums. You get me? But at the end of the day, I'm not doing it proactively.
But there shouldn't have to be an ultimatum. Like Sabe said, effort is probably 97% of your grade, Mike.
I mean, understand, I'm that dude that already has the formula down packed. So there's no problem.
Oh, man.
There's no problem.
No.
I can't trust you.
As a man, you got to pick him on that.
I can't.
I feel you on that.
Mm-mm. You got to put in a little bit more effort.
You got to play along.
Put on the Inspector Gadget jacket just to turn you on.
Yeah.
You,
no doubt. Go Gadget everything at once and just open the coat.
Okay. There you go. Pull up. You say, my name is Larry, and I got something heavy. Wherever you just
pull up. Yes. Yeah, that's exactly.
Hey,
what
oh, matter of fact,
about.
You know what?
You'd be like
Aunt
Sugar.
I'm glad you said that. Oh yeah, what Aunt Sugar say? Got that?
Ooh, you got a fat ass.
Man, that's what Aunt Sugar said. That's what you find out when you open the coat.
Yo, I'm glad you brought that up about the Larry, some Harry, whatever thing. Yo, do you prefer like the men with or without hair? Because I'm noticing that's been, like, catching, like, wildfire, this whole thing about manscaping and all of this kind of crazy nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do y'all feel about that, ladies? Do y'all prefer?
Let the eighth-grade pubic hair go. Let the eighth-grade pubic hair go, okay?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to say a bald man in that area is very weird to me. And I'm only going to say it because
that sounds crazy.
It's
big, yo. Like, this manscaping thing is crazy. Like, I be in the gym, I be seeing cats shaving their armpits and all kinds of stuff, and it's like, you know, they be going in. Like, you know, I've seen dudes, like, you know, where, like, their legs have to be waxed. I've never seen a man's leg that clean and shiny in my life. Like, for real. Not that I'm looking at it, but it's like, yo, if you on the bench pressing, and you look over and the dude is, like, you know, sitting up on the bench or whatever, you're gonna look at the shoes, and, you know, then it's like, yo, why is homie's leg so glossy? Like, what is this? What's going on with the world nowadays? Like, how is that cool? How is that acceptable?
They said glossy. Why is his leg
he
so
did.
Glossy?
Glossy.
Calling the spade.
What if he has alopecia? Isn't that the hair disease?
He had hair on his head. That's how I know he didn't have alopecia.
I'm just saying. Some men may have that. I'm not saying you got to say
it.
I'm not into that. Because I think a man without hair is not a man to me. However, between your legs, let that eighth grade pubic hair go. You got to cut that down. Let it regrow. Do something. Clean that up.
Dude.
You just can't have
it
that's been there all your life.
You can trim it. Yeah, you can trim it down. You can do.
It's not clean. Come on.
I'm saying unless your name is Michael Phelps. If your name is not Michael Phelps, you shouldn't be. You should have some kind of manly hair because only swimmers.
I think Michael Phelps even need to have a little bit of peach buzz too. But you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, swimmers shave themselves down all the time so they make them more aerodynamic. So,
I have heard.
The only thing is, let me say this, man, as being a health and wellness expert like I think I am, men, if you do shave that area, of course, you have to understand that because that area is sensitive and it grows hair, it does have hair bumps. Please do not get the scratching and make that area worse because that will not turn a woman on. You have to be consistent with the shaving or use something to help combat the hair. Just like when you shave your face, you get hair bumps down there. So you just can't say, well, you told me to shave and let it go. Now you scratch it and looking crazy. Come on now.
Hair bumps are real. And they are very, very inconvenient.
Yeah. It's 10:22 here in Tampa Bay, and we're going to take a break right here and come back with TM and his word for the day. We'll be right back.
Why are you the one?
Residual income, freedom, and improved lifestyle? Exposure is your answer. Visit EnterTheOpenDoor.com for details. Now here's the General TM Hyman with word of the day.
What's good? Thank you very much, Ms. Willingham. The word of the day, it's an interesting one. When I've used this word in the past, I've had a lot of people look at me upside down like, that's not a word. The word of the day I'm going to spell first. So get your pen and your paper together here. The word begins with the P. H-Y-S-I-O-G-N-O-N-Y. Again, it's P-H-Y-S-I-O-G-N-O-M-Y. The word is pronounced physiognomy. Physiognomy is the word that's being spelled, and you pronounce it physiognomy. What is it? What is physiognomy? It is ultimately the art of determining character or personal qualities from the features or form of the body. But specifically, we're talking about the face. Your facial features, your physiognomy. A lot of times when your face is upside down or your face is expressive from what you're feeling, when someone can see what you're feeling all over your face, they typically say, fix your physiognomy. Fix your face is what they're saying. Again, P-H-Y-S-I-O-G-N-O-M-Y. Physiognomy is our word of the day. Physiognomy. Interesting one. Had you all heard that word before?
I had not, but I'm going to start using that in my everyday dialect because I see someone every day that needs to fix their physiognomy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including myself.
It's a noun. It's a thing. It is your facial expression, physiognomy. You talk about being a words person, say. Was physiognomy in your vocab?
No, I wouldn't say it would. Normally I would lie and say, yeah, I haven't used it in a long time, so I forgot about it. But not. You got me on that one, homie. And I got a pretty broad vocabulary. That one right there you got me with.
No doubt. Good deal.
I have to start brushing up on my SATs.
Hey, this program is about information, education, inspiration, entertainment. That's what we do. Hey, we'll be back after this. We're going to come right back, and it's time to jump off into that adult conversation with Sabe James and the crew here. So we'll be back with the adult conversation. It's 1028, Team Hyman Radio Live.
I'm a geek about mine, touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'. Deeper than words, beyond right. Die for your love, beyond life. Sweet as the Jesus piece, beyond ice. Blind me, baby, with your neon lights. Ray-Ban's on, police in sight. Oh, what a beautiful death. Let's both wear white. If you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L. She fell in love with the bad guy. The bad guy, what you doing with them rap guys? Them rap guys, they ain't see potential with me, girl. But you see it, if it's me or you against the world, then so be it,
I don't care if they give me life, I get all of my life from you. And if love you had a price, I would pay my life for you.
Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:34 p.m. and we are that crew, the General T.M. Hyman himself, our health and wellness expert, Dee Dee, me, your girl Hot Chocolate, and our hot boy, Save James, who is up next with Adult Talk.
Okay. All right. Now, this topic right here is extremely near and dear to my heart. So, I'm going to try to get through this with all seriousness, right? Now, ladies and gentlemen of the listening world, my team included, I've been coming across staggering, I want to say, feedback of a certain topic. Now, when we always talk about a way to a man's heart, it's through his stomach. I tend to believe, I'll even offer the response to that, is that the answer is really about 8 to 10 inches lower on the anatomy. Now, if more relationships would involve a fallacious behavior, I believe that there would be longer relationships, stronger bonds. Now, the thing about the whole situation is, it's not the question of the quality of the fallacious behavior. It's the question of the willingness. Where is the willingness? The frequency is lacking. Now, let me get through this, because I'm dead serious about this now. I'm gonna walk you guys through where I'm coming from with this. From experience of mine and others, okay, always it seemed to always be easier to engage in that behavior with other cultures, other races. Now, why is that? I don't understand. A lot of chicks, when I was running around, now a lot of chicks were front on fallacious behavior, but they would let me hit it. I had to beg, borrow, and steal them just to touch it half the time. And like others were troopers. I'm not saying they were all like that. It was a mixed batch. But when I stepped outside of the, you know, of the ethnicity boundaries, I had 100% success rate without asking. And to some degree, I would say a reason behind it, you know, for the benefit of doubt, I kind of blame, or not blame, I kind of place some of the onus on the music that we listened to a lot growing up. A lot of the hip-hop culture became very derogatory and defaming towards women, especially with that act. And I think that kind of cheapened the product, okay? Because if you listen to a lot of top 40 songs of past and present, they never really harped on that activity or that behavior, okay? I guess it had to go without being said that that was part of the requirements of promiscuous activity, whether we admit it or not. Now, the whole, when the whole Chronic album, when that whole, that one song that was on there, that coined a phrase that lives to this day with the bees ain't ish. But, you know, they do this and they do that. I can't go in because of the nature of the program. I understand you're trying to keep it PG-13. The vocabulary used isn't appropriate for the situation. But if you go back into that song, you listen to the chorus, it was kind of cheapening the product, I guess. Now, even outside of that, when I even watch other movies for visual enhancement, it still tends to seem like the women of within my ethnicity, my ethnic boundaries, tend to still be hesitant in engaging in that behavior, almost like they're scared of it, like they don't want to do it. And, you know, and now, as we're seeing the influx of interracial relationships and couples or just flings or whatever may be, is on the rise because a lot of them don't think twice about it. They know it's part of the package deal. I mean, I'm leaving it up to you guys to help me understand. Like I said, we may be from a generation to where it had to be, you know, talked about and bargained. But is the behavior, fallacious behavior, more prominent amongst other cultures versus, I'll say, our own? Is it easier to get it from somebody else than our own chicks, is what I'm saying. Did I lose you all?
No, you didn't lose me. I just don't want to be the one to answer the question first all the time.
I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that everybody falls into that category, but what I'm saying is from... I've talked to women before, a lot of women before, who don't engage in that activity a lot. Who say
I'm eager to hear perspective. I'm eager to hear the female perspective.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and I'll give you the male side of it too, because I know there's two sides of every story. So I'll give you my response to whatever rebuttal you have. Also, if you have a question for me, if it pertains to this question of this topic right here, I have no problem expressing myself on those lines either. So don't think that's going to be a one-way street. I'm just posing the question, is it something that, you know what I'm saying, is it a package deal, or is it something that, you know, has to be earned, or we have to, some don't deserve it, or whatever the case may be. I get that, but, you know, what is the...
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll step out and say this. I'll step out and say my experiences, plural, didn't make me feel as if there were racial boundaries, or there was one, group of, females that did it over another, group. I'd never really experienced that. So it might be that my cultural experiences are limited, but I think for the diverse experiences that I have encountered, it was pretty balanced. I didn't sense that, one culture favored it or didn't favor it over another. That's not been my experience.
Now, hear me clearly. I'm not talking quality. I'm not talking about favorite, one did it better than the other. I'm talking about the willingness and the availability of the activity.
Right. I'm thinking willingness. I mean, I'm looking at it from a willingness perspective. There's not one culture that favored it over another, willing-wise.
My experience hasn't been cultural either. It has been either one end of the spectrum or the other. One end of the spectrum being the guy that I was seeing at the time just refused to do it. He was one of those, I don't do that, but he wanted the fellacious side of the experience. Then I have the other side of the spectrum where it was equally balanced, like TM said. But I have ran into quite a few, relationships that I've had that, ended for probably that reason, in addition to other examples of selfishness, because that is very selfish in a relationship to expect to give, to receive, but not to give.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'll step out there on a ledge. I'll step on a ledge tonight and say this. I mean, too, for me, I've been absolutely one-sided in instances. I think for me, I am very particular. I'm very particular, and my thing is just because you bless me, it's not always reciprocal. Because, I mean, and man, listen, it's been some instances in which, you might be willing to tackle it, but guess what? It just don't look that appealing to me. And
It has to
look appealing.
Preach.
Some are prettier than others. Some
preach.
Are prettier than others. And
that's
so,
probably
know,
true.
It is what it is.
But I feel like in that aspect that you settled then just to do it, because if you don't think it's pretty enough to bless, then I don't think you should be with it anyway. That's just my opinion, and that's how I'm going to look at it with any guy that I'm with.
That's the difference. That's the difference between men and women.
Let me also add this too, and I think a lot may happen because I know this was my mindset when it came to that. Okay, now, I understood what I was doing as far as hygiene and maintenance and everything. But what I would say is that a lot of times guys may want to do that, but there may be, a lot of things with the women's reproductive cavity, there may be things that may be lurking in there that you may not be aware of, and that can put us in jeopardy. Because a lot of things are asymptomatic with women that we do not, that's not sensible. That's not trait. Doesn't give off an odor. Doesn't give off a discharge. You know, saying things just may be lurking in that.
I mean, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not. And we can't just take that upon ourselves to be like, oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Because we can end up with half our mustache burns off by the time we get off. You know what I'm saying? So
you
that's
know
not
what?
Fair to us. No,
we're
going to
take
saying.
A break right there, and we're going to let our health and wellness expert, Dee Dee, weigh in on this as she giggles when we come back. We'll be right back.
Real talk.
9793926. As we keep the conversation rolling, this has been quite an interesting ride tonight. Hey, go back and listen to the podcast from the top of the show in the last hour. It's been an interesting one. We ended with the question that was posed, and we're going to yield to that lady out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. Dee Dee, you want to comment to that last question?
Was that the one about having stuff that don't nobody know that might be laying dormant?
I'm just saying, man. Asymptomatic things can be there, man.
But you know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're absolutely correct. But I also agree with Hot Chocolate in saying if you don't, forget about laying dormant, because for real, you're not going to know as a man if it's laying dormant if she doesn't know first. But if it don't look right, it ain't right, period, whether it's stick it or lick it.
You're supposed to be inspecting it, exactly.
Yeah,
you're
supposed
you know,
to have a light
on. Just walk away, because whether if it's something laying dormant and you don't want to put your face down there, you definitely don't want to stick anything else down there.
Again, some of us, I'll speak for myself, I'm a very visual person. Everything is visual for me. And so at the end of the day, you know, I like to see you talked about dudes shaving. I don't shave. I keep it clean, keep it, you know, trim, whatever, but you know, I'm not shaving it off down there, right? And so for a female, I want to see it shaved for a female.
Yeah.
And see, if I don't see that, if it's not, you know, if I can't tell really what it is down there, because it's like a forest.
You can't do that.
That's
double standards. You can't shave, but she better shave. That's rude. If you can trim it up, she can trim it up. She can make it. If you can make it presentable, she can make it presentable. Right?
Amen.
You see, it's got to be appealing to the eye.
Yeah. I can dig it.
She can cut a nice little design in it, just like you can too.
Yeah, make
heart shaped
rainbows and stars and stuff.
Nah, man, I don't want no design. Don't give me nothing down.
I'm not cutting no design. What are you talking about?
I don't want nothing down.
Needless to say, the bottom line. Things laying dormant, and I'm not even so much about. I'm very hygienal. You know, I mean, before it's a visual thing, it's hygiene. I got to see your hygiene habits before that pop off. I'm already peeping you out on your hygiene before that even goes in that direction.
It's not somebody I bring home from the club and it's on and popping. No, I got to see, you know, as far as your hygiene is before that even happens. And I hope vice versa, you know. So we're getting older, so you got to pay attention to things like that. It's not, you know, carefree.
Yes.
You know, things like that when you were back in the day, you were younger. Now you're older, you have to be more responsible. So me personally, you know, I'm going to take a couple looks at you. We're going to see what you got going on. I'm going to see what kind of hygiene you're working with before I say yay or nay. And if it's not reciprocated, me on the other hand, I don't have to have it reciprocated. It's not a big deal. It's we can talk about it, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, because I mean, I'd like to help a lot of chicks out. Because I mean, you know, like T said. No, because like T said, I got the formula. I believe I have a good formula for that when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all have talked a lot about this formula. You're not willing to share what this formula is to our male listeners so that they can have it too.
We want to know.
What's
the formula?
I can't tell my formula, not because it's secretive, but it's something that has to be learned, something that you got to figure out on your own. You know what I mean?
You can tell what it is. You just don't want to.
I'm not doing anything special. I just know how to do things. I know how to combine certain feelings and certain sensory items together in order to create a traumatic
moment. You don't know what you're doing.
What is it? Twist over lick times kiss divided by hug divided by rub pi times
to the third power.
Oh my gosh.
I'll say this. I do agree with C. I agree that you got to figure it out for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it is almost like that type of formula. I mean, but for me, you know, it really comes down to one. You know, it comes down to creating the mood. And so for every woman, you know, for every person, it's going to be different. As far as what that mood requires for that particular person at that particular time. So I understand what he's saying. But for me, you know, the formula includes some basic elements. Like music is a basic element to that formula. It helps to create the atmosphere, music. Now you have to know what type of music for that particular person and for it has to match the mood. But music, one, part of the formula. Atmosphere. You know, atmosphere, where you are, where you are, or with the atmosphere you create has a lot to do with that particular formula. So I'll stop right there. You know, music and atmosphere, but you got to still be focused on that person, what that person is dealing with. Because you might be in your own space thinking, this is cool. She going to love this. She come in, she like, get out of my face, N-word. You like, what? And you know what?
Drugs is another factor too.
You didn't tap into her mood. You didn't feed the mood. So again, the formula, you know, we can't tell you what to do because it comes down to that particular person. You got to find it. But there's some specific elements that are required in the formula. Come on, fellas, we're just trying to help you.
I think another part of that element that you're adding to that is paying attention to the person that you're with, because you can have all of the added elements and still not be paying attention to her responses reactions and get it wrong. Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, it's about chemistry.
I'd like to offer also what can be part of the mood is drugs. If they hire drunk. Or if you hire a drunk, that can play a part in a lot of things that happen in the bedroom. I'm just saying.
That can either go well or go wrong.
Oh, man, that's what I'm saying. I mean that's a double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Did he say drugs?
He did. He said drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol.
That's what I thought I heard. Okay.
Drugs and or alcohol.
I'm just saying.
Join us on Friday night when we come back with the Friday night cipher. We are that team, TM Hyman Radio, the network. He is the general. I am Hot Chocolate. He is Dave James. She is Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert. We are missing Pinocchio and Matt of Boston and Toya. We'll be back with y'all Friday night. Friday night.
Just drive my la 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 la. On your mind, get loose. Even though I'm the one, I'm like my girls in the they get goose.
In my spot, we turn up, we burn up. That top off, that skirt up. Got two bras on my left. I got three cars and I lock. I need four O's ASAP. I need five bottles blue dot. Get my tipping on, whipping on. Big whips, sitting on. Big chips, gripping on. Big clips, on them.
All across the world, we party.
See him behind the live.